Imagine a world where there is no resurrection of Christ, where the Romans win, where betrayal and backstabbing and treachery and lies and despair win. Resurrection is not about long ago. It's not a dogma. It's not a belief that you have stored on the side of your life. Resurrection changes everything. Everything for you right now. It changes how you say Pastor Salt this afternoon. It changes how you see life coming at you. It allows you to sing hallelujah, as we've heard in these last few pieces, on a daily basis, no matter if it's rain or shine, no matter if you're without a job or if you've got cancer or anything else. This is God's power. This is your spirit saying yes to the goodness at the heart of life. So don't confuse this with philosophy or a smorgasbord of beliefs that you can pick from. Don't reduce it to mythology or merely symbol. This is a challenge to everybody who is born into this world. Now, each one of us has tasted something of that world, something of betrayal, something of treachery, something of broken dreams, haven't we? And today, once again, we have a choice to descend into darkness and unhappiness, to end our lives in despair like so many, at a dead end, at a disappointment with all things, or to sing hallelujah, to know that no matter what, your life, the battle, the victory belongs to the Holy One. You see, we 21st century people, born out of the Industrial Revolution, out of the Enlightenment period before that, out of secular materialism, out of the show me state mentality, out of our three-dimensional box, have lost track of what this is about. We reduce it to, well, how can the body come back to life? Ever heard of mind over matter? How about spirit over matter? This is eternal spirit encased in flesh and bone, and it can do what it wants. We need some simple proof, for heaven's sakes. Do we have to find a shoelace somewhere to prove that this must have happened? You think we're just hearing stories? Think about it. If you got to prove it to your little rational mind, which of course you can't. What I'm interested in is spirit to spirit, heart of hearts, deep inside. Whose side are you going to be on? The side of hope and joy? Or the side of this world? No meaning, no purpose but to survive. I heard recently a survivor expert who traveled the world and asked all kinds of different people, what is the key ingredient to the survival skills? And he wrote this book for this time of uncertainty. You know what it was? Number one, across the board, faith. Faith. Stay open. And Christians have at the center of their life, of their certainty, of their heart and mind and soul, the resurrection. Darkness does not win. Darkness cannot overcome it. Illness cannot overcome it. Each of us has been disappointed by others, by ourselves, by life. Today is a day to no longer be disappointed. Today is the day to know that God is present, that Christ lives in an eternal reality that we can have access to. The human man in eternity has opened the door for each of us. We are no longer lost on a rock somewhere in outer space by ourselves, mortal, fragile creatures, with just a few moments to go before it's over. We are now part of that which is eternal and beautiful. We can look at everything around us and see in that beauty the goodness of God. We can be happy always because Christ is risen. Think of those 300 years of Christians who dared to believe in this truth, martyred, singing as they go into the arena where horror awaits them, where their fellow humans surround them, mocking and laughing and eager to see the gore. Sometimes it's not a pretty thing to be a human being, is it? If you're a history buff, you know that it's one bloody mess after another. As some of my friends say in France, every revolution leads to nothing but monuments to the dead. But there is one truth that stands above all. One truth that created Western civilization at its best. Never mind that the church is full of human foibles. Of course it is. We're talking about that which is beyond human and yet available to us. We're talking about that which made Johann Sebastian Bach give us such glorious sounds when his heart was lifted. In the paintings, in all that has been the best and the most noble of humanity, it has been rooted in this reality. Do you want to know why modern art is so below the great works of the past? Because we have lost our way. We are in a state of chaos and confusion. Resurrection is real only when it enters your life. You know, some Christian sects focus on the sacrifice of Christ, but that's not how it began. The early Christians for hundreds of years had a cross without a body on it, because the cross, which was once the most horrific form of torture in the known world, used only to cause horror and pain and fear, was now a sign of victory, of God's victory, of your spirit's victory over all the wounds and mistakes in your life and bad things done to you. Christians are alive in redemption, in second chances. You today, if you've never walked in the light, if you've never been lifted out of your worries and self-absorption into the reality of the living God, for whom you were designed to worship and to know, you have another chance today. Regardless of what has happened, regardless of how your friends will mock you if you dare think like this, you're not going to get any help out there. Even in the Midwest, we've lost touch with that which gave purpose and meaning to society, to civilization, to humanity. So it's up to us, each and every one individually now, to go find it. This is catacomb Christianity once again, but that's okay. As long as you find that light. You know, the wise ones say, when it gets really dark, that's when light shines at its brightest through the darkness. I'll give you something for that rational mind that has to be fed, that cannot accept the mystery of God. I'll give you something very simple. How did those Galilean fishermen, scared to death, denying their master, running off to hide, trembling with fear, how did they become world changers? Every one of them but John was martyred joyfully, had given his life over to that which was greater than he was. Something happened. Something happened that changed everything. And down through history, millions upon millions of our fellow human beings have found it too. Maybe somebody in your family has found it. Maybe a grandmother full of light, full of joy, in spite of her arthritis and losses in life, showed you the light of the resurrected life. Today the story is not about the 1,000-pound stone put there by order of the governor. How did that get moved? How did the greatest soldiers in the empire fall into a trance or fall asleep to let this happen? That's not the question today. The question is that 1,000-pound stone going to move off of your heart? Are you going to move the garters away to let some light in, to dare to have faith, to dare to be vulnerable? Because you know you get vulnerable when you become dependent on something greater than yourself. Many of us have turned our fears and worries into a solid barrier, a 1,000-pound rock on our hearts. Nobody's going to hurt me anymore. No light's going to get in either, but at least I won't feel anything. Don't go that way, because then you won't feel anything and you'll fall into nothingness. That's not why we're on this pilgrimage. It's our turn now to rediscover the revelation, the truth that happened 2,000 years ago, that is happening right now, that we see in the lives of others in other parts of the world who are persecuted for their faith. Maybe you don't want to be persecuted for your faith, but the resurrection is all or nothing. It's not about repeating a creed, it's about living in a new way. Dare to be happy, dare to have hope. Dare to let go of your requirements of the world and say, Christ is risen. Christ is risen, all will be well. There is a greater life. There is spiritual help. Evil will not have the last word. Now that's a world worth living in, isn't it? So today, don't make this just a prelude to a nice lunch with your family. Make it the beginning of coming alive. In spirit, of thinking differently, of perceiving differently, so that you too may be part of this glorious transformation of the world, transformation of your world, and sing hallelujah in your heart, even when there's taxes to be paid, even when nothing seems to be going right and there's all kinds of reasons to worry. If you know in your heart of hearts what the first Christians knew, Christos Aneste, Christ is risen, all will be well. Will you say it with me? Christ is risen. Again, Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Would you pray with me? Risen Lord, help us each and every one to find our way to you. Break through our walls, break through that stone on our hearts, that we may find our birthright, joy in the Lord forever. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.